Hey, After Buzzers, thanks for tuning in. We've got a great show in store for you tonight. Tonight, we're talking how Desna gets dirty, babies, and breakups. The Claws After Show starts now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! This is us and all of our friends, guys.
I know, right? Tonight we're here with the A-Team, Angel and Adazy. We're keeping you company tonight for the Claws After Show. Sierra and Tyra will be back next week. But for tonight, I am Angel Saunders along with Adazy Becca.
Hi, guys.
So, Adazy, let's just get right into it and talk about, overall, what did you think about tonight's episode? Oh, the title, by the way, is Fly Like an Eagle. Yeah.
Oh, wow. This episode really... It kind of disappointed me because, you know, the episode was good.
Yeah.
It was the content that disappointed me. Like, Dean, he just really, he's working my nerves.
Whoa, yes.
Him and Desna, him and Virginia, he's just in this warp hole, and he's just spiraling down. And so I hope, like, by this episode, he's going to, like, snap out of it, but it seems like it's getting worse for him, so.
No, I totally agree. I remember last week when Evan Daigle, who plays Toby on the show, when he was here, I was like, I think Dean's going to be his own downfall because he's got so many people that care about him, but he just keeps making these wrong choices. And I even put on my notes tonight, Dean needs his butt whipped.
He does.
Because he's just tripping.
He does, but he's too old to get away.
I know, Well, not like a spanking. We can't curse on here. He need his bleep whips. He needs somebody to knock some sense into him. But let's go ahead and get into Desna Gets Dirty.
Yes.
So let's talk about, I'm going to go ahead and start with you. I mean, we're bouncing off each other tonight. What did you think about Desna's role trying to, you know, go after Mac and Melba and get Dean back?
I think that it was good that she took a step back. And, you know, we were talking about how good Roller is for her.
Yeah.
And we saw in the beginning that Roller was like, all right, put the gun down, okay, and let's figure this out. Because you can't just go up in there and shoot the place up. I don't know what was going on with Desna, but
She wasn't thinking,
but she was so frustrated.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she took a step back and she said, okay, we have to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And so I love her little plot that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She thought it was over. She lost the casino. It's like, how do I get back in? I can't even walk in this place without shades.
Yeah.
And, you know, she figured out how now she's going to do it. So kudos to Desna because, I mean, it's typical Desna, though.
Right. In the beginning, when Roller was trying to get the gun from her, they were making me nervous because you're fighting over a loaded gun. Like, I thought that they were going to accidentally, like, shoot each other or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, he calmed her down. I loved Juicy. Miss Juicy had a cameo.
Yes.
And she's going to get her nails and toes done for life now that she did Desna that favor.
Yes.
And also just seeing Mac and Melba's face when Desna walked in at the end with, I believe, Governor Patel, because he's running for mayor. He's not mayor yet. So that was pretty cool. But also, you might want to tell the listeners a little something.
I just want to thank you guys so much for always tuning into the Claws After Show and making After Buzz the ESPN of TV talk. So if you're on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know how you felt about tonight's episode. Tell your friends to tune in and let us know how we're doing out here. And if you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. And again, let us know that we're doing a great job because we appreciate that you tune in every single week. Tell your friends to tune in with you. And yes, we love your support. So keep giving it to us, guys.
Right. And we love reading the comments, too. We're always going back and reading them
so
on our off time.
Please leave comments. Talk as much as you want.
Yeah. We all love Claws together. Now, Desna getting dirty was not the only juicy thing that happened this episode. We also have some babies happening.
Baby drama. So much of it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's crazy. Well, Claws always has something unexpected. But to have, like, two different baby situations going on in the same episode. What did you think about that? We're going to start with the first Mac and Melba baby situation.
Yeah, so as we confirmed, Mac does really care about Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the way I guess we want, but he doesn't want to hurt Dean.
Yeah.
You know, Melba wants to please Mac, so she kept Dean around, but ultimately Dean is going to be her pawn. And so when they were like, it's time to cash in on Dean, I thought they were going to kill him at first. And then when they kind of were talking about, like, they did that little creepy talk thing and they looked at him, I thought they were going to use him for, like, insemination.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to be a sperm donor.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going to happen. But that whole give birth to Dean down the slide. Like, why did Dean slide down like that?
Like, that was him just coming out the womb, and then they like cut the umbilical cord.
Oh my god,
the gold it rope around his waist. It was very weird. But what else would you expect from Mac and Mel? But I always talk about how much I love the painting that they have in their office, where mm-hmm. they're like just holding each other naked. I mean, Mac and Mel, but their characters, just like, you know, the rest of them, mm-hmm. Super crazy. But Dr. Ken, you know, was there to save Mel. But when she passed out, they almost lost her during childbirth.
Oh my god.
It's just so random. I loved the makeup that Mac was wearing, his little lipstick
yes.
that he had. I mean, they are always extra. But Mac and Melba actually weren't even the only ones who had a baby, because mm-hmm. Quiet Anne, who's talking a lot more this season,
yes.
she revealed to somebody that she's pregnant. She revealed to a couple people that yes. she's pregnant. What did you think about that?
We're going to call her Chatty Anne now, because she talks a lot more. I really like it. I wasn't sure what she was going to do with the baby. Like, we see that, oh, we have to mention also when Desna gets dirty that they first tried Governor Patel, and he wasn't having it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, which is smart of him, because they could have had a mic on. They could have had anything. And then they went.
He didn't admit to anything.
Right, which is very smart. So I was like, dang, like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And then they end up going to Anne's baby daddy.
Yeah.
Which was really smart. And so I didn't think we were going to see him again. Mm-hmm. And that's when she dropped the bomb about her being pregnant. I'm glad that Desna was accepting of it, but she was happy about it, because Desna could have been really selfish in that moment, going like, oh, it's the last thing.
Because she's been a little selfish
in
the past.
She has been. So she's so supportive in a moment of crisis. So that was good to see. Mm-hmm. And then her telling Arlene.
Yeah.
How did you feel about like Arlene's initial reaction and then her overall reaction afterwards?
I mean, I can for sure understand Arlene's initial reaction, because, all right, let's put yourself in Arlene's shoes. If you got a man and y'all take a break, but y'all still love each other and y'all get back together, and he's like, oh, I got a girl pregnant. What?
Yes. No.
Excuse me? So Arlene needed a minute. And, you know, she came back and she's like, I'm down. And I was just so happy for them, because they were already going to adopt anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now you got a free baby. Like, yes. You don't have to go through any paperwork. Yes. Like, you don't have to do any background checks. You just had a baby.
Yeah.
Or having it. And then Arlene even came back and said, let's get married. So
that was a shock to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just so happy. Like, I felt the tears from Quiet Anne were real, kind of, you know, because mm-hmm. that was just a good moment. I wasn't expecting her to be like, I'm gonna be this baby mama's mama, this baby's mama. Like, let's get married and do the whole thing, you know, the right way. I think they just really love each other, and they went through so much, like the breakup and treating her like she was she's a pimp. Something.
They've definitely been through a lot, and I think that, you know, Arlene really knows that Quiet Anne, talkative Anne,
mm-hmm.
that she actually does love Arlene and want to be with her. And that thing with the French guy was really just an accident, because we know Anne is into, you know, she's women. Mm-hmm. So that was just a drunken mistake that happened, and she was honest to Arlene very early on. Yeah,
yes.
She told her as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that also kind of helped.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to some more topics.
Yes.
Breakups. Tonight had drama like usual.
Dean.
Yeah, we cannot have Claus without drama. Dean was tripping.
What's going on with Dean? Like, come on. He's losing his stuff.
Yeah, Dean actually broke up with Virginia tonight because he wants to be the Mahjong champ. I don't know. So he's just like trying to live his life in a casino. He's actually going to be moving in. He's moving out of the little raggedy motel with Virginia so that he can move into the casino and keep playing games. Mm-hmm. And Virginia, you know, she tries. Desna, everyone's trying to like talk some sense into Dean. But when Virginia tries, he actually tells her that she needs to give him some space. Well, not even give him space. He's like, you need to go away.
Go away.
He straight up told Virginia, mm-hmm. you need to go away. So, I mean, how did you feel about that?
Like I said, I was so disappointed in Dean. Like, I just don't understand. But then, you do understand, because being in the casino, you realize, like, Mac is really brainwashing him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when Desna was talking sense to him, and he was like, you know what? Mac is right. Yeah. You know, that just tells you, like, whatever Mac is saying to him, like, he's really internalizing that. To fully break up with Virginia, and she actually tried. You know, I was predicting the other shows that she's going to drop Dean, or maybe keep Dean, mm-hmm. and then go with EJ and have a little thing. The fact that she's actually heartbroken yeah. about it, she confided in EJ. She didn't just go and cheat.
Yeah.
That was very, that's a really big grow up moment for Virginia, because remember, like, season one, she and Roller.
She was out there.
She was out there, out there. So,
yeah,
I mean, he had to break up with Virginia because it's either they live in the motel, they live with Desna, which was not happening. Mm-hmm. And Virginia was not living in that casino. So, yeah. It had to happen.
But I also, I liked, even though Virginia and Dean did break up because Dean broke it off, I really enjoyed when Virginia knocked those chips out his hand, because I keep on saying Dean need his butt whooped. Yeah. And, like, he's just tripping so hard and, like, being so annoying with it. Like, yeah, knock that stuff out his hand, because he needs sense knocked into him.
Yeah.
But we're not going to advocate violence.
No, we're not.
But, I think that Dean and Virginia breaking up kind of almost broke up Virginia and Jen's friendship because yeah. of the whole EJ mm-hmm. thing. So that's another little side note for the breakups. But we also saw Joe and Polly aren't talking anymore. And
good.
He sent her, did you see the gift that yes, he sent her?
Like,
he sent her a gun and it said, miss you. Like if
what?
That's not the most, like, hood red, like, gift. Like, I've never been sent
anything.
That was
anything. Hella ratchet. It,
yeah.
But very on brand for, like, their
what
they, like, what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I commend Polly for, like, snapping out of it, even though she almost snapped back into it because of Roller talking about something. He's a good guy, but Roller didn't
know
who.
But even when she's like, well, he's killing people, and Roller's like, that doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Because Roller killed people,
like,
too.
What?
Like, you
well,
know? Or he's
I
around
guess.
That life, so you can't judge him on that. But as soon as she said Joe, he was like, oh, no. That's a bad person. So,
yeah.
I don't think that she's going to go back to him. You think she's going to go back
I don't
to
know.
Him?
She for sure put the return to sender mm-hmm. and just, like, sent the gift back, didn't really acknowledge it. But I am still rooting for Dr. Ken and Polly.
Why?
I know. Y'all say that to me every time. I guess it's because he's so weird and just hilarious. Like, I can't help but to laugh at him. In real life, no, he's too clingy. Mm-hmm. But for the show, they are just hilarious together. And his new girlfriend is weird.
No, but you know what? He
we
just found
he
his, poly, his diet Polly, though. Because, like, she is so weird. Like,
oh, my God.
The whole, I know you're not a doctor, but you just did some doctor stuff, so, like,
what was the word? I don't even remember the particular drug that he kept saying. It's something
naloxone.
With the N. Yeah, she was like, say it again, and they're naloxone. Dressed up. They're dressed up as skunks. And she's like, make badger noises. Like, what?
And called him a ferret. Like, I don't know what was going on there. I had to check and make sure we weren't on HBO. Like, I was like, is this happening on cable television?
I would love to talk to the writers, because what is going through y'all's head when y'all, like, all right, in this next scene, y'all are gonna get intimate. I don't even know if we could say, like, the S word here.
We can say intimate.
Y'all are gonna get intimate in an empty park at nighttime, dressed up as skunks, and just call out random, like, rodent names. Skunk, ferret, badger. Like, I think they're all rodents. I don't know. I'm not a vet.
I'm gonna say they're
rodents. I'm not a vet.
No. I just think it's weird. See, you're rooting for Ken and Polly. I just think that Ken has moved on. Like, maybe Ken wasn't sure because he was using what's her name?
Gretchen.
Yeah. To get, you know, to make her jealous. But I think
now he's like, oh, I like this weirdness.
Like, it's okay, but I'm gonna keep going with it. Like, you know.
And Joe is kind of more of, like, a man that can put his foot down. So, like I said, I think in real life, yeah, somebody like Joe who can man up. Mm-hmm. But for the show purposes, just for, like, being funny, I still like Dr.
Of
Ken.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've gotten through all our topics, but we got some news and gossip.
We do. AfterBuzz TV News. So, for today's news and gossip, Niecy Nash sits with Variety magazine and talks about how she mixes comedy and drama. She says that in Hollywood, she often finds herself in one lane and one box, being told what she can and can't do. And she explains that people who can make you laugh usually can make you cry, and it doesn't really work the other way around. And that seems to tie all up in Claws, because Claws is a perfect drama and comedy mixed together. You know, sometimes we feel sad, we see deaths, we laugh a whole lot. And so it's nice to see that Niecy broke out of her box and is trying new things, especially when she tries on her director's hat, because she did direct the last episode of Claws. So we commend Niecy for breaking, especially she explains that women of an older age, even men of an older age, often find hardship in finding new roles. So we see her reinventing herself, trying new things, and breaking the mold. So we commend Niecy Nash.
Nice, nice. Definitely big ups to Niecy. She's for sure doing her thing. But we have another segment. Let's talk about who nailed it. Who just, you know, thank you. Who showed up and showed out. I'm going to go ahead and let you start it off, Adeze.
Who nailed it for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say Jen nailed it for me. I feel like we don't give enough credit to Jen because, you know, she doesn't really have, sometimes she doesn't really do pivotal things during the episode, but today, tonight's episode, she swallowed her pride, took a step back. She vented to her husband, and it took a lot from there. And she said some really hurtful things to Virginia, which I was like, whoa. But for her to just accept Virginia, accept the truth, and even, like, let it go. Like she was saying, she's a lot.
Yeah, that was quick. That was, like, what, the next day?
Yeah, and she was like, you know what? You're my girl. And then she allowed Virginia to explain herself, and they became friends. I was hoping that wouldn't. We knew this was coming.
Yeah.
But it could either have broken up their friendship, or I don't know.
They could have had a fight like Niecy and Virginia did season one.
Right, and someone else gets shot on a boat. So, yes, I commend Jen.
Yeah, they're friends now. They're friends on the gram, so everything worked out. Yeah. I'm also going to go for kind of an underdog for my Nailed It, a smaller character. I'm going to say Desna and Dean's dad, Calvin, because even though he is just coming into the picture, he offered them a safe place to go. He said that he had, you know, if they just want to pack up and leave from the house, that they can come with him, and he's got a house and they can stay there, because he doesn't want to be in the streets anymore. Like, he's an older man. He was about to retire. So he's tired of all the y'all are drugging me and people getting killed. Like, he doesn't want to deal with that. But when y'all are ready to leave this life alone, I'm your dad. Y'all have a place that y'all can come. So I'm giving my Nailed It to Calvin.
I do love that. And you would think that someone, even though that those are his children, and someone in a new situation like that probably would have ran by now. Yes. Within a week, you got me drugged. I lost my job. And I'm a previous addict, and y'all got me almost back on it. Like, it was crazy. So, yes, we commend Calvin as well.
For the dads out there. Now, before we even wrap things up, let's talk about what do we think is going to happen next week's episode in our predictions.
I thought we were going to play our prediction music. I usually do my crystal ball thing.
There we go.
Okay, my prediction. Okay, so we know that Desna decides that she's going to team up with Trip. She killed the prison deal, and she's also going to start laundering money for him if they help take down Mac and Melba. So let's see. I predict that she's not going to back down from the threats, but she's going to meet the big bosses, Macau.
Yeah.
And she is going to be in some trouble.
No, that's legit the exact same thing that I was thinking for next week's episode, because we saw at the end that Mac and Melba was like, well, actually, we don't have that much say-so because we answer to a higher power. And Niecy's like, y'all not religious, y'all not spiritual. And he's like, actually, it's the triad.
Right.
So I think next week, you know, Niecy, just like in the start of this episode, she just got the loaded gun in her hand, no plan. Like, you just, it's daytime. You're just going to walk into a casino with a loaded gun. Like, they don't even have metal detectors. Right. Like, I don't know what Desna is thinking sometimes. So I think for sure next week Desna's just gonna go in head first, and something bad is gonna happen. We may see a kidnapping.
Yeah, what do you think is gonna happen with Dean though? Because now that she announces he's adopted, Desna's like shook. Desna didn't expect that.
Nobody. Like, nobody. He came dressed like Carlton from The Fresh Prince with that sweater around his shoulders.
I can't stand Dean. I wonder what he's going to do, because I feel like the only way to get Dean back is to, he likes proof and likes things in his face. Like, you can't keep telling him that Mac is a bad person when Mac is in his ear being a good person. So maybe, like, she has to figure out how to expose Dean. Oh, I know. Let me get a good prediction out here.
I think I got something coming too in my head.
Mac and Melba are going to put Desna in danger, and Dean's going to witness it. Okay?
That's what I was going to say.
That's the only way.
I think that Dean is going to have to save them. I think Mac is going to get shot, but he's not going to die, but he's probably going to get hurt real bad. I think, like, the triad's going to come in. it's going to be bad for Desna, and there's going to be like some type of shootout. Dean's going to witness it. Mac's going to be the one to get shot. And then he's going to be like, oh, Desna was right. Like, let me go back home to her because they're bad people.
He has to pick between the two.
Yeah, because Dean been tripping for a minute. It's only right that he gets it together. He got to get his head back on.
He sure does.
Yeah. Well, you guys, that was our after show.
Yes.
It was so much fun hanging out with you guys discussing Fly Like an Eagle, episode 6 of season 3. But before we go, we just have to thank you once again for tuning in. And remember, we can always hang out on social media. I'm on Instagram like all the time. As soon as we get off of here, I'm getting on Instagram.
Sure.
You can find me at Angel Saunders.
And you can find me, Adaze, at 1Adaze on Instagram. That's 1ADAEZE.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.